Greetings, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. And this is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, May the 15th, 2011. Now, this is the Mind of God program. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor to climb up out of the mind of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, those who are idolatrous and covetous, those who shed blood and administer war. We don't want to think like that. We climb out of that mind up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ, so that we may see our way to organize for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. And we are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, revolutionary, and religious organization that is of like mind to organize together for freedom, justice, equality, the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now on this earth. My beautiful sister Venice is my producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this website. And you may contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net. yahlove@comcast.net. And as we always do, let us now pause and give thanks and praises unto the Most High Creator and the Most High Creatress. So praises is due unto the Most High Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, he is referred to as Abba, which means father in the African Hebrew language. In the African Arabic language, the name of the father is Allah, spelled A-L-L-A-H. In Egypt, the Almighty Father is known as Amen, the hidden and unseen father. In the Native American tradition, or the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, the Almighty Father is known as the Great and the Grandfather. Also, we have to pause and give praises to our beautiful and wonderful and precious Mother, the Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. That word wisdom in the African Hebrew language is chokma. You may find it on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, and that word chokma is a feminine word referring to a feminine entity, in this case, our mother, the Holy Spirit. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20, we learn that she, our beautiful, precious, wonderful mother, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. Only the mother, the feminine, conceives. Holy Spirit has to be our mother. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your, my, our mother as well. Mother of the universe, mother of creation, as Father is Father of the universe, Father of creation. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of our mother, Holy Spirit, are Ruach HaKadosh. The word Kadosh is the African Hebrew word for holy, in this case, a living holy entity. In the African Hebrew language, the word Ruach, found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, that word Ruach is the word for spirit, and that word is feminine because Mother Holy Spirit is feminine. In the African Arabic language, the name of our mother, the Holy Spirit, is Illa. Now, Illa is spelled I-L-L-A-H, and that is not only an African Arabic word, it is also an African Hebrew word. It is feminine. And our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu illa ilaha il Allah. And you hear Illa, the mother, and you hear Allah, the father. Now, the Orthodox Muslims translate that as, there is no God but God. But since we know that Illa is the mother and Allah is the father, that should be translated, there is none but our mother and our father, the Almighty Mother and Almighty Father. Without them, we wouldn't be here. And in Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother. In the tradition of the peoples of the Western Hemisphere, the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the great and the grand mother. So I greet you, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. In the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahshua HaMashiach. And believe it or not, sisters and brothers, but Christ has this day been manifested and revealed in the personality of his imperial majesty, Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I, the 200 of Ethiopia, the 225th king, in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I, was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So, I say, Jah, Rastafari, Haile I, Selassie I, as Jesus Christ's new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon. And this United States of North America empire is that Babylon. Last day, Babylon, Babylon of Revelation, mystery Babylon, that is no longer a mystery when we understand that the empire of the United States of North America fulfilled all that is written prophetically about mystery Babylon. This is to teach us that Christ desires to be revealed and manifested within all of our personalities, thereby making your and my names the new names of Jesus Christ in fulfillment of the book of Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12, which teaches us that Christ in the last days would manifest and would come in the personality of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. And I am here to declare unto you and me that we are the I. In Haile I, Selassie I. We don't say you and me, we say I and I. We are the I in Haile I, Selassie I. So Christ, the divinity, is manifested within You and me as I and I, all of us are divine manifestations of divinity, living in this divine creation, this divine universe, on this divine physical realm, on this divine planet we call Earth, living in this divine house, physical house, that we call our physical bodies. And so it is time to recognize this truth so that we may go about the work of manifesting Christ within our personality, so that we may defend and deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed from and out of the hands of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. We are yet in Revelation. I love the Bible. I love Quran. I love the scriptures, no matter what the book. I love it. And when we understand the scriptures properly, we will see, as Revelation is intended to do, the book of Revelation. Revelation means, coming from the word apocalyptos in the Greek, equivalent to apocalypse, having the meaning of to remove the falsehood so that we may see the truth of this wicked system. Revelation is C-O-D-E language, code language for the oppressed. The oppressor does not understand the book of Revelation, not in the way that it should be understood, but the oppressed, the poor, the afflicted, and the needy. This is our book, written in code so that we may understand. The in slavery times in the United States of North America, black people communicated to each other in code language, singing songs that meant one thing to the slave master oppressor, but meant something else to the oppressed and to the slave. And so that's the book of Revelation. And so we are going to start with current affairs and look at them with the mind of Jesus Christ. Jesus means justice and deliverance, liberty to the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. The returning of the land, the wealth, and the resources, and health, spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically, back to the masses of the human family, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Christ means that spirit to deliver the oppressed and break the power of the oppressor, the synagogue of Satan. Now, these headlines can be found on Democracy Now! And we use this as a tool to be able to give commentary on a myriad of topics. So, recently, President Barack Obama unveils new picks for military and the CIA. President Obama has formally unveiled the reshuffling of his national security team with appointments of four key posts. CIA Director Leon Panetta will move to the Pentagon to replace the retiring Robert Gates. General David Petraeus will become the new head of the CIA. United States Marine General John Allen will be nominated to become the United States commander in Afghanistan, a position currently held by Petraeus, and Ryan Crocker will be nominated to be United States ambassador to Afghanistan. Obama appeared with the quartet at the White House. Now, sisters and brothers, we must realize and understand, using the mind of Revelation to uncover the truth and remove the falsehood. Do we think that these moves are being made on behalf of the masses of the people? Do we think that President Barack Obama is making these moves concerning the military and the CIA and the ambassadorship on behalf of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed? No. When you look at Afghanistan as being a center of activity, concerning America's military, and with Afghanistan, you have to say Pakistan. We know that there are oil pipeline deals to be made. We know that China and Russia want to make friendship with Afghanistan and Pakistan, and that Afghanistan and Pakistan, their heads of state, making friendship with each other and possibly wanting to leave the grip of America and Europe, want to make friendship with maybe China, with maybe Russia, with maybe Iran. So these moves that Barack Obama is making, these moves are being made on behalf of the House of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, and those ruling class and ruling families, bankers and corporations that are loyal to the non-Russian side of Europe, that are loyal to their friends in the United States of North America, ruling class, ruling families, and Europe. These moves are not made on behalf of the people. Next issue. Jimmy Carter says the United States' denial of aid to North Korea is a human rights violation. Former President Jimmy Carter has sharply criticized the United States and South Korea for withholding humanitarian aid to North Korea. Now, this is interesting. You know that when you studied the history of the Korean War, it was North America and Europe that divided Korea into North and South, and have never declared an official ceasefire and end to the war, and have subsequently isolated North Korea, thereby hurting the sisters and brothers of North Korea. No matter what you think about Kim Jong-il, the president or head of state of North Korea, the sisters and brothers of North Korea are human beings and are deserving of humanitarian aid and are deserving of not being isolated, thereby putting pressure on Kim Jong-il and hurting the people. So, thank you, Jimmy Carter, for standing up for a portion of the human family. Palestinian civilians wounded in Israeli attack on Gaza. Several Palestinian civilians have been wounded in an Israeli military attack on the Gaza Strip. Israeli tanks shelled an area near a refugee camp in Gaza earlier today. That was a couple of weeks ago by the time you hear this. The victims included two children. The attack comes just 2 days after the Palestinian factions of Fatah and Hamas announced an agreement to form a unity government and hold general elections. Now, we always talk about this imposter state of Israel that was created to further colonization, warfare, and bloodshed in the region on behalf of the United States of North America and Europe. And so in recent days and times, Fatah and Hamas have been seeking to make friendship and unity among themselves. And you know that Fatah has been used by the CIA, the forces that we always talk about, to keep the Palestinian sisters and brothers divided amongst themselves, thereby solidifying and further solidifying the power of Israel to rule in wicked fashion over the Palestinian people. But in recent days, Fatah and Hamas have been seeking friendship and seeking unity. So now comes an attack, as if to say, you want to seek friendship and unity amongst each other? We will punish you for doing so. Fatah, don't unite with Hamas. Continue to be a sellout to your people and Help us destroy the Palestinian people. That's what the government of Israel is saying. Netanyahu told Fatah, you won't have no peace. He was saying that the Israeli government will do what they did. Kill and attack and bring bloodshed and warfare to the Palestinian people for making friendship. Black church, how long will you support such a wicked government and a wicked ruling class and ruling families? Egypt to unseal Rafah border crossing. And let me pause and say, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is May the 15th, 2011. Egypt to unseal Rafah border crossing. Egypt has announced its plans to open up the Rafah border crossing with Gaza after years of closure under former President Hosni Mubarak. Now, sisters and brothers, what many people do not know is that along with Israel, Egypt and Saudi Arabia have all worked together to destroy the masses of the oppressed. Specifically here, Egypt and Israel. Egypt has helped the state of Israel to crush and destroy the Palestinian people. When the Palestinian people have looked to Egypt for help, for resources, for even weaponry, for food and other mineral and other things that are needed, resources to live and survive, food, clothing, and so on. The Egyptian government under Hosni Mubarak shut down the border and closed off help to the Palestinian people. And so, with the fall of Hosni Mubarak, the new leadership, although they are yet in the grip of the United States of North America ruling class and ruling families, they have seen to unseal the border crossing. This is why the ruling class and families are always unsure as to how far their chosen leadership among the people will go in continuing to sell out the people. The people in Egypt and the people in Palestine are sisters and brothers. And now the new leadership is a military leadership. They are yet under the control of the United States of North America, but they have seen to unseal the border crossing between Palestine and Egypt. And I say good. The sisters and brothers of Palestine need all the help they can get. And we want the masses of the sisters and brothers to be united and get rid of the power of the House of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the ruling class and ruling families of the United States of North America. Which means you have to take control over your nation and take control over the land, the wealth, the resources, kick out the International Monetary Fund, World Trade Organization, World Bank Organization, and all of their wicked, nasty CIA tentacles. Next issue. Obama addresses Wall Street donors. President Obama flew to New York last night to attend three back-to-back fundraisers. The first event was held at the home of former New Jersey governor and Goldman Sachs chair John Corzine. The New York Times described the $35,800 a plate event as Obama's first in a kiss and makeup effort with Wall Street donors. The Obama campaign is hoping to raise $1 billion for the 2011 election. Now, this brings to mind a couple of issues. The fact that it is big money. It is the banks, the multinational corporations that control the elections. The banks, the multinational corporations, with their monies, with their lobbyists, control politicians, and control the Democrat and Republican parties. The parties are not beholden to the people. So I say, get rid of the manner in which we say election reform, election funding reform. No more funds taken from Wall Street. No more election funds taken from the corporations. No more election funds taken from the bankers. Get rid of that way of financing campaigns. Only take monies and contributions from the people, and not in a way that the corporations mask contributions through the binding together of, say, 1,000 people, and you look on paper, it says the general citizenry of America, but in reality, it's 1,000 people or so donating money on behalf of Goldman Sachs. No, forget that. We want to make the politicians beholden to the people. We want the people to finance the campaign. And if you can't raise money from speaking truth to the people, then you don't deserve to run for the office of the presidency of the United States of North America. We want the campaign financing to be beholden to the people. We want debates controlled by the masses of the people. We want more voices than just the voices that are chosen by Goldman Sachs and people of that ilk in the ruling class and ruling families. We want the people to choose the candidates, and we want debates where the Green Party can participate, the Freedom and Justice Party, and other parties that are not the chosen by the ruling class and ruling families. So we see that Obama, they want to act like Obama turned his back on Wall Street. But Obama didn't turn his back on Wall Street. And so it's really no reason or cause to so-called kiss and make up. There's nothing to kiss and there's nothing to make up, because Wall Street, the bankers, made out with billions and billions of dollars in profits, even right through this hard time the people are going through. The next issue, Bradley Manning cleared for end to solitary confinement. The alleged whistleblower of the United States Army private, the alleged whistleblower, United States Army private Bradley Manning, who is suspected of leaking classified United States documents to WikiLeaks, has been cleared to be held as a medium security prisoner at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, where he was just transferred. Up until last week, Manning was held in solitary confinement at a Marine brig in Quantico, Virginia. Now, this is interesting because during the civil and human rights movement of the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, we said open up the files, leak everything. We want to know the truth about the wickedness of the government. So Bradley Manning has been accused of revealing some truths concerning the wickedness of the United States of North America, the military, and so on. And so he's in jail. What hypocrisy. What wicked hypocrisy. We know the CIA is corrupt. We know the United States military is used by wicked people. Joint Chiefs of Staff, wicked people, ruling class and ruling family, wicked people, the House of Rothschild, the Oppenheimers, wicked people to do what? To kill and shed blood and thieve and steal land, wealth, and resources. So Bradley Manning is accused of leaking such information that would reveal such truth. And what happens to him? He's jailed. He was held in solitary confinement. Some say torture and so on. And we say it's wicked and hypocritical to treat Bradley Manning that way. And we, who in the 60s and the 70s wanted to know all the truth, we should uphold Bradley Manning and say we won't stand for torturing an individual who is accused of doing that which we wanted to be done. California governor cancels new death row at San Quentin. California Governor Jerry Brown has canceled a controversial plan for a new death row at the San Quentin prison, state prison. The new facility carried a price tag of $356 million. Brown said it would be unconscionable to earmark $356 million for a new and improved death row while making severe cuts to education and programs that serve the most vulnerable among us. This is so interesting to me because this shows the wickedness of Governor Jerry Brown, who is a Democrat, and other governors, focusing on Jerry Brown, this one doing the wicked bidding of the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers and the ruling class and ruling families. You see, he wants to make us to feel better about the wicked, deplorable, immoral cuts being made to education and all manner of programs that serve the masses of the people, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. So he floated this idea of creating a new death row. Death row for people, many who are innocent. Many on death row are absolutely innocent. And so the state wants to kill them because the state is hypocritical. And the state of California, those bourgeoisie elite, petty bourgeoisie elite like Jerry Brown and others, want to do the bidding of the ruling class and ruling families and kill folk on death row. Many who are innocent. Many people in prison are innocent. You have Black Panthers in prison who are innocent, some of them probably on death row, who did nothing but stand for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. So this brings about all manner of issues. We're to be comfortable with death row. We're to be comfortable with how the state prison, San Quentin, is being run. We're to be comfortable with cuts in education, cuts in programs that serve the masses of the people, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. We say that the real killers and destroyers of the human family are the House of Rothschild, the Oppenheimers, the bankers, the corporations, the CEOs, the ruling class and ruling families, the leader of the Fraternal Order of the Police, the director of the CIA, and the director of the FBI. These are people that should be held accountable. And I am not calling for the killing of those at all. But I am saying that these ruling class should be held accountable. And the people in jail have done nothing in comparison to those that we have just named. So this is just a way of how the ruling class and ruling families are using a Democratic governor, to cause us to be comfortable with wicked cuts and wickedness implemented by the government of the United States of North America. Tucson, ethnic studies, students shut down school board meeting. In Arizona, Tucson, Arizona, Tucson students shut down a school board meeting Tuesday night by chaining themselves to the chairs of the board members. The students were protesting a plan to terminate the school system's acclaimed ethnic studies, Mexican American studies program as an accredited program. The school board meeting was canceled minutes before it was scheduled to begin when 9 students took over the seats of the board and then chained themselves to the seats. And we covered this issue. An attack on black and brown and red, an attack on sisters and brothers that are other than white, because those in power do not want us to teach the reality of racism, the reality of ruling class and ruling family supremacy through white skin. In other words, this philosophy of white supremacy was given to middle class and poor class white people to divide middle class and poor class white people against poor black, brown, red, and yellow, to cause poor white people to think that the color of their skin, being what is called white, creates unity between themselves and the ruling class and ruling families who also happen to be white. But this was a trick. Poor class white people, middle class white people, become wise and understand that your own who are in the ruling class and ruling families only want to destroy you by dividing you from us, poor black, brown, red, and yellow. So the ethnic studies programs and the Mexican American studies programs and black studies programs, they want to take out the truth from these programs and classes so that we may not understand the reality of the philosophy of white supremacy and how it has destroyed not only poor black, brown, red, and yellow, but how that wicked philosophy has also destroyed the poor white and so-called middle-class white, because together, only together and united, can we break the power of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. So these students have protested, and I am thankful that they have protested, and we should unite with these students and make unity and friendship with all of the issues, whether it's education, whether it's Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, whether it's jobs, union jobs, and so on. All of these are connected issues. We're all fighting the same wicked ruling class, ruling families, House of Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. Supreme Court strikes blow to class actions. The United States Supreme Court has ruled businesses facing arbitration can force customers or employees to pursue their cases individually rather than joining in a class action. The ruling would jeopardize a pending effort by at least 500,000 female workers to bring a class action sexual discrimination case against the retail giant Walmart. So we see that the corporations doing the wicked bidding of the ruling class and ruling families. You know, Walmart producing all manner of clothing and other items from slave labor, low wage labor overseas. We buy it. We don't care that it's produced through low wage and slave wage labor. Apparently, sexual discrimination practices going on in Walmart. Women being denied advancement in leadership in Walmart. And the head of Walmart is supposed to be a Christian. The whole family, Walding family, I forget the name of the family, but the wall in Walmart is named after the family, if I have it correct. And they're supposed to be Christian, Christian organization, Christian family, but we see. And so the Supreme Court, rather than side with the people, say you can't have class action lawsuits anymore. We want to individualize it to make it harder for you to win your case. The system is just wicked. We have to unite and take control, take power over our lives, and administer the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. 8 NATO troops killed by Afghan Air Force pilot. In Afghanistan, at least 8 NATO troops and a contractor have died after a veteran Afghan Air Force pilot opened fire inside a military compound in Kabul. There are reports that 6 of the dead soldiers are Americans. It is not clear how many Afghan security forces were killed or wounded. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the incident, but NATO denied the claim. It was the 7th incident so far this year in which members of the Afghan security forces or insurgents impersonating them have killed coalition soldiers or members of the Afghan security. Sisters and brothers, the victims are the sisters and brothers of Afghanistan. The victims are the military, the soldiers of the United States of North America. To go to Afghanistan and to fight and kill on behalf of the House of Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, ruling class and ruling families of the United States of North America, to be put into a position where a trusted Afghan Air Force soldier, pilot, is able to use that trust and kill NATO soldiers, soldiers of the United States of North America included. That can cause us to be angry at sisters and brothers of Afghanistan, angry at the Taliban. But look at the reality that the military of the United States of North America is not in Afghanistan for justice. No. And you who listen to this program know the reality that the soldiers are being used by wicked House of Rothschild, Oppenheimer's ruling class, ruling families, bankers, corporations, to secure land, wealth, and resources, and kill and destroy Afghanistan's sisters and brothers in the process. Now, this could be a CIA operation for all that we know, to kill, once again, sisters and brothers of the United States of North America and other NATO soldiers, to cause fear amongst us so that we may want retaliation and continue to support this wicked action. Or maybe indigenous peoples of Afghanistan did infiltrate the Air Force of Afghanistan and cause this, commit this action of killing NATO soldiers. But any way you cut it, the United States of North America should not be there. The military of the United States of North America, NATO, UNICOM, all of these wicked forces should not be in Afghanistan killing and destroying for land, wealth, and resources. We're going to take our first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.